We know from the Gospels that Jesus practiced a form of contemplative prayer. We're not told exactly what kind, but we know that there was contemplative prayer in the Jewish tradition. Contemplative prayer, of course, is the prayer of internal silence, where you seek to sit silently in the presence of God and oftentimes experience oneself descending to a deep level of oneself where we open out into that sea of being that is God. The reason we know Jesus practiced contemplative prayer is because the Gospels refer several times to him going to a solitary place and praying all night long or praying for a few hours at a time. And unless we imagine that his prayer list had become enormously long, it's impossible to imagine that he was doing verbal prayer all that time. Beyond that, of course, Jesus, when asked, taught his disciples to pray, and it's the most famous prayer in the world. We call it the Lord's Prayer. And I don't know that we can really imagine Jesus saying, I want you to memorize this prayer and use it. Rather, I see the Lord's Prayer as more or less a summary of what we might pray for. And the contents of the Lord's Prayer are very interesting. After the initial, Our Father who art in heaven, your name be holy, it moves to a prayer for the coming of the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. At the heart of the Lord's Prayer is the petition for the coming of God's kingdom on earth, not about heaven. In fact, the Lord's Prayer doesn't say, help us to get to heaven. I mean, it's a very this-worldly prayer. And then, of course, the next line is about bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And for those of us who have plenty of bread, we perhaps hear that almost as a thank you, an expression of gratitude, or perhaps even as meaning, keep giving us bread as you've been doing. But this prayer was taught to a peasant audience for whom bread, the material basis of life, was the central survival issue. So the coming of the kingdom of God means enough bread, enough food. And then, of course, the next line is that one that we have to pause. If we visit another congregation to see how they're going to say it, forgive us our trespasses, sins, debts. Well, in two of the three versions of the Lord's Prayer that come to us from the first century, the line is debt and debtors in both places. And debt was the other central survival issue of peasant life. So when Jesus was asked, teach us to pray, at the heart of the prayer, the coming of God's kingdom, enough food, mutual debt forgiveness. So in that respect, the Lord's Prayer is very much focused on what we need for our lives in this world.